The support on the Kansas City Chiefs 2021 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Jake Scott, Isabella Lopez, or Jared German about the credit union advantage in getting a home mortgage loan or refi. Today, the Chiefs treated this Tuesday like an in-season Thursday as they prepare for the final preseason game this Friday, hosting the Minnesota Vikings. The Chiefs released five more players yesterday, including veteran defensive end Taco Charlton, a casualty of young, talented defensive ends like Mike Danna rising up the depth chart. Another veteran cut was safety Will Parks, a former Denver Bronco. But again, young, emerging DBs led to that roster move. See a trend here? The next area to watch in that same overall discussion is the offensive line. The Chiefs have five new offensive line starters. All are young. Three are rookies. The young men up front have not disappointed so far and have excelled in the first two preseason victories. One member of the Chiefs' kingdom who has noticed this young offensive line is Chiefs MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who has seen the growth of the OL on a daily basis throughout training camp.
I think that's where the chemistry is being built. I mean, they've really come together already as a unit, and you can tell they've gotten to know each other. They understand what each other likes. They understand how to play off of each other, and they'll continue to learn. A lot of highly talented players that are highly intelligent, and I think the biggest thing that you see is they love football. I went to dinner with these guys, and all they want to talk about is football the entire time. And I'm like, man, I love football, but at some point we gotta talk about some other things. But that's how they are. All of them, they love football.
Okay, but if you have five new offensive linemen, what about the men that they replaced? Veterans with nearly 100 starts to their credit, and four who have started in Super Bowls, like Andrew Wiley, Nick Allegretti, Mike Remmers, and Austin Blythe. Throw in the Canadian doctor, Larry Duvernay-Tardif, and Kyle Long, a three-time Pro Bowler. There's not enough spots for all these guys. So watch and listen carefully over the next week for critical decisions on the offensive line. The Chiefs have worked hard to upgrade the offensive line since the loss in Super Bowl 55. But to make it to Super Bowl 56, some tough decisions need to be made. Reporting on the Chiefs preseason from Kansas City, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.